much more than a hunch that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
I got a close-up. I'm smiling.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Greg.
How's it going?
Hey, Mom, we've got a history teacher like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, is that bad or good?
She wants us to be creative. We're supposed to study the early colonies and then think of some interesting way to tell about it.
A kind of report?
Yeah, sort of. One kid's going to write a play about Salem, and another's going to build a model of Plymouth Settlement, and another's going to paint a picture.
Say, that is groovy. She sounds like a good teacher.
She is, Mom.
What are you going to do, Greg?
I don't know yet. Say, your camera. Suppose I could use your camera?
For your report? Well, if you be careful with it.
Yeah. I'll make a movie about the Pilgrims. Now, that'll really be different.
A movie? Say, Mike, that's a great idea.
I bet I get an A for it.
An A movie? Does that mean kids can see it without their parents?
Did you know that Plymouth wasn't actually the first stop the Mayflower made in the New World?
Yeah. They stopped at the tip of Cape Cod for fresh water. Greg told me, too. Good night, honey.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greg is simply devouring history. I think it's wonderful.
Mm.
Well, I wish there were more.
Hmm?
Teachers like that.
Mm-hmm.
Writing plays, painting, making movies. Kids are bound to learn more.
Hmm.
Good night, dear.
Funny now, what?
I hear something.
That sounds like a typewriter.
At this hour?
Greg.
Oh.
What are you doing up?
Oh, I'm working on the screenplay for my movie.
What, now?
Well, I'm too excited to sleep. Besides, my mind works best at this time of night.
Oh, good. When you get a little older, I'll send you to night school. Hit the sack, huh?
Okay. I'm stuck here anyway.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I got an idea for that. How's that?
What's going on here?
Greg's writing a screenplay.
Greg is?
What do you think of that?
Well,
No. No, I think the Indian chief should definitely say, I come in peace.
Oh, that's not the way they talk in the movies. You gotta have a lot of uhs and hows.
Oh, here. That's corny, dear.
Boy. Hey, how about this? A bush. Noiselessly, it parts and the painted face of a red man peers stealthily through the leaves. Indians are always doing that in movies.
Yeah, hey, that isn't bad.
Hey, that's a great way to start the whole thing.
Yeah.
Dad, I...
Look, I'll just type it right in here.
Dad. Well, if nobody minds, I think I'll go to bed.
Hey, Mike, will you put that in about I come in
peace?
That's my line now. I come in peace.
No,
we gotta see the line straight.
Fine,
but
yeah,
look real. Wow, you sure are a bunch of busy little beavers. Hey, what's this?
That's the stock. We put criminals in it. They get nothing but bread and water.
And splinters.
I borrowed it from school, along with some other props.
Say, this looks like the real thing.
Is this how it was in the olden times?
Exactly.
Like when you were a little girl?
Bobby, your mother wasn't born then.
Well, Alice?
Neither was I.
Hey, did you wash your hands?
Yeah, see? Told you.
Say, what's taking Bobby so long?
I don't know. I didn't see him.
Well, go call your brother.
Bobby!
I said go call him, not scream for him. I could have done that.
Hey, that's Bobby.
How did you get stuck in there?
I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't have.
Hold still, sweetheart.
I'm holding, Mom.
Mom, I tell you, that's the wrong costume. Well, dear, why don't you let me finish it before you reject it? They didn't wear stuff like that in Pilgrim days, only black and white. Oh, but it's a shame to dress the girls in black and white when you're using color film.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, dear. Careful of the pins.
Wow, don't want to get stuck. Hey, that's one of the pilgrim costumes. Very nice.
It's nice, but not for a pilgrim. They only wore black and white. That must have been the origin of basic black. Yeah, and let's leave it that way.
Yeah, well, I think you can stretch a point in the movie. I, for one, don't believe all the things Charlton Heston does.
We're busy.
Well, I just wanted to give you your parts in the movie.
Oh, I want to be Priscilla. Sorry, Jan, I'm going to be Priscilla. I said it first. I'm Priscilla. I want to be a Priscilla, too.
No, wait a minute. I'm the director, and I...
I'm not Priscilla, everyone!
All right, now then, the part of Priscilla...
Greg, you might as well know. If I'm not Priscilla, I'm not going to be in your dumb old movie. Me either. Me either, either.
Come on.
Well, am I in or am I out? Look at me, too!
Oh, boy. Finished?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. I want to give you your parts in the movie.
Good. I want to be an Indian.
Me too.
You're going to be John Alden and you're Miles Standish.
Was he an Indian?
He was a pilgrim.
I want to be an Indian.
You listen to me. I'm the director and I say you're both going to be pilgrims.
Indians!
I can't wait to tell Greg's history teacher what a wonderful idea her assignment was.
Well, I don't know how she'd react to that, Mrs. Brady.
Right. Teachers are used to getting nothing but knocks these days.
Here comes Mr. DeMille now.
Hey, Greg, listen. I got a great idea for that hard winter part.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, look, I wrote mine down.
Later.
Greg.
Yes?
What, something bothering you, son?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's bothering me. It's Priscilla and the Indians. All the girls want to be Priscilla, and all the boys want to be Indians.
Well, you're the director. Who do you want to be Priscilla?
Jan. But Marcia won't be in the movie if she's not Priscilla.
Jan?
You think she's ready for such a romantic role?
Well, I think Marcia.
Well, I was thinking about myself.
You?
Sure. Speak for yourself, Alice. After all, I played the part of Pilgrim Festival at PS 34 and 43. Or was that PS 43 and 34?
Listen, why don't you solve the problem? Let your mother play Priscilla.
With Bobby as Miles Standish?
Well, your father was only trying to help, Greg.
Well, I don't want any more help. I'm getting helped right out of everything I want to do. I want to write my own screenplay, design my own sets, choose my costumes, and pick the actors. Don't you see? It's my project. It has to be my work. I'm the only one who gets graded on it. And if I can't do it, then the movie's off. And that's what it is. Off.
Greg, we're sorry.
We were just trying to help.
I know, dear. I'm sorry I popped off like that.
You have every right to pop off.
Even at your pop.
Well, it's your project, and you should be able to make your own decisions.
You handle it any way you want, and we'll do whatever you say.
Well, thanks. But the other guys don't want to do it my way, so...
Not anymore, because I'll pass the word that you're the boss.
And you'll all do whatever I say?
Our mouths will be closed.
Right.
You start. When I say cut, you stop. You got it? Okay, everybody in their places, ready to start.
Ready. Priscilla, how do you like
this? Peter, not yet.
You said start. Didn't you say start?
You said start.
But you don't start till I say action. You got it? Okay, everybody? Ready and action.
Priscilla, how do you like the new world and living in the...
New settlement.
In the new settlement with spacious skies and amber waves of grain, purple mountains, majesties, and fruited above the fruited plains.
Greg.
Cut. Oh, come on, Dad. And I thought I was supposed to do this thing myself.
Why don't you let Greg do it for himself?
Yeah, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
This time I insist. This time you have got to do as I say, or no movie.
All right, Dad. Let's hear it.
Son, if you are going to make a movie, before you shoot the scene, you have to take the cover off the lens.
Action! John Carver! God, that was great, Alice.
That was really great.
Okay, now listen, in our next scene, we'll first see the Indians. Indians? Do you guys know what you're supposed to do?
We attack the fort.
Yeah, attack the fort.
No, you're friendly Indians. You come in peace.
We don't attack?
No. Now, Alice...
Couldn't we attack the fort and then make friends?
Greg does not want an attack.
Then what do you need Indians for?
Dad?
Bobby, the Indians were friendly at first. They didn't start fighting until their land was taken away.
You mean the Pilgrims took away all the Indians' land?
That's right. Well, at first, they didn't take much of it.
Then how about not much of an attack?
There's no attack. Alice, when they first come over, you don't know whether they're friendly or not until they hold up the friendly sign.
Check. And then I duck out and make my change while the rest of the Pilgrims greet them.
That's it. Great. Okay, places, everyone. Mom, over here.
Yeah, butter.
You'll be
right?
With the butter, right. And up and down, turning. Right. And Dad, you're chopping the wood. And try not to look too conspicuous, okay? Okay, everybody ready? And action. All right, now you see the Indians. Now you see they're friendly. Come on, Indians, come on.
Help! Me Somerset. Me Squanto.
Well, I say, I'm awfully glad to see you. Governor John Carver here. Pilgrim. Well, I say, everyone, they're friendly Indians. Bring them beads and trinkets.
How, friendly Indians.
Okay, now this is the hard winter scene with the snow.
Right.
Peter, stop the snow.
Right.
Don't start the snow now till I say snow.
I was just showing them. Isn't it neat?
Yeah.
I know. Everybody pay attention. Will you pay attention to me?
Sure. We are, right?
Yeah. Now, come on, really.
Why?
All right, now, when this thing starts...
Say, what are these?
They're cornflakes.
White cornflakes?
We spray white paint on them.
A dozen boxes.
And a couple of bags of mashed potato flakes.
Corn flakes and mashed potato flakes?
That's an expensive snowstorm.
Pretty fattening, too.
Come on, everybody. Pay attention. All right, now it snows. And... not yet.
You said snow.
But I didn't mean snow. Look. All right, now when this starts, the pilgrims are standing around the stockade.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you're all unhappy. Mm-hmm. You're wondering why you ever came to this new world.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dad, you're in the stocks.
Me in the stocks? What'd I do to deserve to be in the stocks?
You stole food.
Oh, shamey, shamey, shamey.
All right, now come on. Now, the rest of you, you're all gonna look cold and miserable and hungry.
Why don't we just eat the snowflakes?
My. Dad, this is supposed to be serious.
That reminds me, I've got lunch in the oven.
Oh, good.
What's for lunch, Alice?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, boy, yummy. Mm.
Daddy. Come on, everybody. Let's get on with the show. Peter! Oh, will you stop the snow?
Didn't you say snow?
I said show. Boy.
Greg, now calm down. What's wrong?
I'm trying to make a movie, Dad. And everybody wants lunch. Except this guy. He wants snow. I shouldn't have said it. I knew it, but I did.
Peter! Hold the snow!
But Greg said...
Never mind. Hold it.
Look, Greg. This has been a long morning. So couldn't we just do this scene and then maybe break for lunch?
No, well, yeah. Everybody take their place. Everybody take their places, all right?
Okay.
Dad, you're in the stocks. Mom, help him in there, would you please?
Sure, okay.
And now remember, I want you to be cold... and miserable and hungry.
Yeah, we know. Cold, miserable,
right,
and hungry.
Don't start till I say action, all right?
Okay, now,
right, now get ready.
Pay
here
attention.
We go, here we go. And action! Cold, miserable. All right, snow. Peter, snow! Snow.
It's stuck!
We'll fix it!
Well, it's really finished. You know, I never thought I'd see this day arrive.
Oh, I think this is great. And Greg made titles and even put his voice on tape.
Okay, are we ready?
We sure are.
Yeah. Peter, get the lights.
Hurry up. And now, kids, please don't get in front of the screen,
wait,
okay?
Now, over everything. You can't have a movie without...
Oh, Alan, you think of everything.
Sure.
Did you salt it?
Come on, Pete, hurry up.
Watch him.
Bobby, sit down.
Yeah, stay in your chairs. Bobby.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Wait till you hear the narration and music I recorded. It was September the 16th in the year 1620 that the pilgrims set sail from England for Virginia.
Say, that looks pretty good.
Hey, that
looks
real.
They missed Virginia because in the middle of the Atlantic, they ran into storms.
Oh!
Quite mishap to the pilgrims.
But they persevered and sailed on. And finally, they made it to the New World. And on a stormy day, they first set foot on Plymouth Rock. December came and it was very cold.
Why are we walking so funny?
It's slow motion, I think. That's very effective, you know that?
I put in some special effects, like in those real arty movies. And they didn't have much shelter, so they got sick.
Oh, would you say I overacted a little? No,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Honey, you're my favorite ham.
Then came a terrible snowstorm.
Just call me Quiver Lips.
I'm quivering right back at you.
Got even sicker. And
sicker. And sicker. And sicker. And sicker. Finally, spring came. And so did the Indians. And so did the Indians.
Oh.
Yep.
Squanto and Samoset.
Yep.
Ow, ow.
The Indians amazed the pilgrims by speaking some English. And the pilgrims made friends with the Indians and invited them to a feast.
Alice, you know what? I think I like you better. Miss Alice.
First they gave thanks for safely reaching the new world. Then they ate. And ate.
You look like Henry VIII.
I ate enough turkey.
Then one day, it was time for the Mayflower to sail back to England. Captain Jones asked the pilgrims who had survived if any wanted to go back with him. Not one of them did. He reminded them of the storms and the Indians. But they wouldn't go. So he split.
Sails into the sunset.
And the Mayflower sailed, leaving the pilgrims to build a new country. Which they did.
Greg?
What's going on?
That groovy history teacher gave me an A for the movie.
Congratulations, that's great.
Hey, she must have liked it, huh?
Well, she didn't think it was a great movie. But she sure thought I showed how tough it was to be a pilgrim. Hi, Mom, Dad.
Hi, Gregory.
Dad?
Something on your mind, son?
Oh, yeah, we're studying the American Revolution now.
Hey, that's a very interesting time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was thinking, now if we hung a lantern on top of the roof, it could look like the Old North Church.
You mean a movie about Paul Revere?
And the backyard, it could become the Granite Concord.
Wait a minute, Greg.
And the front porch, make a great Boston Harbor. And I could put a lighthouse in it.
Well, honey, I guess if he could film the pilgrims at Plymouth, certainly he can film the ride of Paul Revere.
I know, but what happens next term?
What?
When we have to stage the whole Civil War.
Oh, my goodness.